Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
And now for something a little different, the latest in our Made in Arizona series. Today we highlight an Arizona maker whose products are awfully relevant these days, soap. Tracy Perkins is the founder and owner of Strawberry Hedgehog. It's a vegan soap shop in Phoenix that celebrates sustainability and cleanliness. But it all began with Perkins' own sensitive skin.
I first started making soap in 2003. I was having a lot of health issues and difficulty finding products that would work well for me. So I just started tinkering around and making things for myself, and I had a knack for it.
Today, Strawberry Hedgehog soaps are sold in Whole Foods stores across the state. It also operates its own store near downtown Phoenix. But as Perkins told our co-host Lauren Gilger, it wasn't a quick rise to success.
You know, I like to joke that some people say it's an overnight success, and you know, we've been working at it for a really long time. So I just really took my time. I worked slowly from my home, perfecting my recipes and making products for myself, making products for my community, you know, my family, my friends. And eventually it got to the point where other people had created a demand where they wanted to start gifting it. And I thought, all right, well, you know, I better do something about this. I better make this an official business. So 2007, we became a business. And then very luckily, a couple years after that, Whole Foods picked us up.
Wow.
And yeah, we moved into a small facility. I started renting a kitchen from a friend of mine and making soap there. And, you know, it's been some years since then. And now we have a beautiful shop and a nice factory that is adjacent to it. And an amazing team, you know, from starting with just me to now having almost a dozen employees is amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Is this what you pictured for yourself? Like, were you expecting to be a soap maker?
Oh, no, not at all. I went to school for geology and I was a geology professor. And, you know, I still use a lot of the ingredients that I treasured as a geologist. I use minerals to color the soaps. So I really geek out on that. But this is definitely not what I anticipated doing. I really was just trying to take care of myself. And I tend to be kind of an obsessive person. So I just took it to the highest level that I have been able to so far.
Well, so if I were there, I would ask you to show me how you make soap. But since I cannot be there right now, walk us through the process. Give us a sense of what goes into making soap, and especially vegan soap in this way. It's not as easy as it might sound.
Right. So the ingredients are the most important part of soap making. And, you know, just like with making food, you want to pick the best ingredients that you can in order to have the most wonderful finished product. So we start with organic coconut oil and organic sustainable palm oil. Mm-hmm. So that's our base. It's super moisturizing. It gives, you know, great lather. So a lot of times people anticipate with homemade soap, oh, well, it's not going to have the lather that I like, or it's going to leave some sort of weird film. And when you use really awesome ingredients like these, that's not a problem whatsoever. So that's what we start with. And then for all of our colors, like I said, I use powdered minerals. So there's powdered lapis in our blue soaps. There's powdered hematite in our red soaps. And then we also use herbs for all of our other colors. Mm-hmm. And then all of the scents are from pure essential oils. So this is really the kicker for me because I have, like many people, a strong sensitivity to fragrance. And that's a technical term used in the cosmetics industry that can account for hundreds of ingredients that they don't have to list on the label. So we use all sorts of lovely essential oils, and we do use some organic food grade extracts. So I found, you know, blueberry and coconut and peach, all of these things that you can't get an essential oil from, you can get food grade extracts that are made for chocolatiers. So really, if it's good enough to eat, I figure it's good enough to put on my skin.
Most definitely. So you've described yourself as more of a chef than a baker when it comes to soap. What does that mean exactly?
Well, I'm less precise than most aromatherapists or herbalists from what I have observed. You know, it's a dash of this and a smidge of that. And I keep mixing and pouring until it feels right, until I'm getting the effect that I'm looking for when I'm making it.
And you're also a local brand that is created and manufactured locally. What's the importance of that to you?
Oh, gosh, that's a wonderful question, because I really wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the support of our local community. And everything we do is for them. You know, I try hard to at least once a year make a big batch of creosote soap, for example, that smells like desert rain that we distill ourselves from what we harvest. And it just means the world to me, because our local community has supported us so much on every level, from when I was making things out of my house to now, you know, we're distributed in 20 Whole Foods and have our own shop. And it's still the local community that's showing up for Strawberry Hedgehog, for me, for our soap gnomes, for my employees, and just, you know, really keeping our dollars in our community and showing up for and voting with your dollars for a business that people believe in. And that's amazing to be able to provide that and feel that support, especially right now through this, you know, pandemic that we're going through, and everybody's washing their hands. And that's wonderful. But all the little notes that people are leaving us in our online orders and just really sincere kindness, and people that would be coming by the store normally that are all ordering online. It's so moving to be so supported and feel like such an integral part of the community when we have to maintain this social distancing. It's really powerful.
Yeah. Okay, so final question for you then, Tracy. So you have some really interesting flavors and scents involved in your soaps. You mentioned
Thank
the creosote,
you.
Like you do these fun kind of desert-themed ones. Give us a few examples of odd combinations, interesting ideas you've come up with here.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's been a long time, and we've been making a lot of combos. So I've literally made hundreds. It's hard to choose a few, but I will tell you my favorite. My favorite has always been eucalyptus lime, because I have a history of lung disease. I am perfectly well now, but the eucalyptus really helps to open up your airways, and it really helps you just feel really well if you're feeling a little congested. So we use the eucalyptus from my garden. So it's my, you know, it's my baby. It's so much fun to be able to get, you know, just these random bits of inspiration from other businesses, from the community, from yummy teas and food. You know, we do blueberry lavender after a delicious muffin that I had many years ago. We do green apple rosemary, which is a really nice one. It has a little hint of coriander that I made after eating an amazing pie at Bragg's Pie Factory. The combos are endless. And I think that especially natural soap gets sort of a bad rap for, you know, being too boring. And we really strive to be the opposite of that. You know, we want to be colorful. We want to be, you know, very potent scents using all natural ingredients.
All right. That is Tracy Perkins, owner of Strawberry Hedgehog Soaps. Tracy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Lauren. It's been fun.